Good morning, good people. This is Kiplin Primus, your host for The Local Take, and I am talking with Miss Ernestine Faircloth, who is a member of the National Association of Black Military Women. Miss Faircloth, welcome.
Thank you. It is a pleasure to be on your show.
Could you tell our listeners exactly what is the National Association of Black Military Women?
Yes, ma'am, I'd be delighted. The National Association of Black Military Women is comprised of women veterans from all of the military services, and to include the Coast Guard. We are women that are geared to tell our story. It's her story. And we have been unsung, undaunted, and undeterred in doing so. We've gone through many, many trials and tribulations to get our story out for the contributions that we have made to the United States military. While there are other organizations out there that recognize women in the service, they do not go to the effort of telling her story. Her story is about the trials that we have overcome, the challenges that we have pursued, and how we have been able to help the military be successful. We have women in our organization who go as far back as World War II. We had World War I, but unfortunately, most of them have died off. So it's important to us now to, one, tell her story, two, erect the museum so that we can put our memorabilia in there so that the world can know that we have made a solid contribution. What we do now, we also work in the community. We do a reading program. We give out scholarships to high school graduates who have an interest in the military to assist them through their career in the military. We mentor. We do reading programs at elementary schools. So we started back in 1976 as a social group, just getting together with each other to tell our story.
So,
I was going to say, in
1976, when you all started, and as you mentioned, it was just kind of socially to get together to recognize each other. How did it go from being that social, you know, just some ladies getting together to now, so many years later, where you all are awarding scholarships and doing readings and, you know, mentoring younger young ladies who are coming up with an interest in the military?
Well, a group got together back in 1989, I believe. I may not have the right date. In Hampton, Virginia. And they said, well, if we want to get our story out, we've got to do more than just socialize. We needed to become an organization. So in 1976, we were the WAC, which meant the Women's Army Corps or the Women's Air Force Consultants, so forth. But what we did was we organized ourselves and became the National Association of Black Military Women. Because we weren't recognized. And in order to be a part of the community, we've got to work in the community and give back. So a part of the reading program, the children get an opportunity to ask us about our career. What did we do? How did we get to where we are? In our organization, we have the first African-American two-star general of the Air Force. So we are moving towards building a bigger organization. And in order to do that, we had to come out of the socialization and become more community oriented.
And in becoming more community oriented and sharing the stories of women from the military, a lot of people might not realize that that becomes a great base for careers in corporate America and academia, even if military isn't your final career.
Correct. The military, and especially for women, has taught us discipline, patience, and to be more compassionate towards others. This is what we try to teach the young women of today. So even if they don't have a military career, or if they decide to have a short military career, it's an opportunity for them to gather wisdom and knowledge from seniors. You know, the Bible teaches us that we have a position in life, in each stage of our life. So when you get to be our age, and as much as we've gone through, we have enough experience to help guide young people. My granddaughter, who turned 22 years old, is trying to join the military, but she has learned so much discipline. I'm just so proud of her, because everything that she's learned and walking this walk with me through my military career and beyond has helped her to be a better person. And it not only helps the young people, but it helps us as seniors to be able to step up to the plate. You know, a lot of our Black women nowadays, when they get there, they have arrived. But we have never arrived until we bring somebody else up with us. So the purpose of the military career, even after, or if the person does not want to be in the military, it gives them insight on life. These are life skills that they can take with them any place.
Well, Ms. Faircloth, one of the reasons that I'm so happy to talk with you today is because the National Association of Black Military Women are hosting an event here in Metro Atlanta. It's on July 17th. Could you share with our listeners what that event is about and who should attend?
I am so excited to be in partnership with WCLK 91.9. And I hope all you listeners out there will come out and join us, because WCLK is presenting a jazz concert night in honor and co-with the National Association of Black Military Women. We have our conference coming up in August. It's August 15th through the 19th. What we're doing is a fundraiser to support the conference. We've tried to make this conference almost financially sufficient for everyone to come from all over the United States and from overseas. So we have sponsors, and WCLK is one of our biggest sponsors. Thank you, WCLK. We will have a jazz artist. The concert is going to be at the Empire Sports Bar in Marietta, right off of Windy Hill. It starts at 8 o'clock. The doors will open at 7. And we are so excited. The cost is a donation of $20 in advance. And you can go to our website, which is www.nabmw.org. And you can pay for your tickets in advance, or you can pay at the door for a donation of $25. There will be vendors on site. There will be picture taking, all sorts of opportunities. And you will get to meet the Atlanta chapter of the NABMW. So please come out and support us, and please listen to WCLK 91.9.
Miss Ernestine Faircloth, this sounds like such a great way to support and honor Black military women who have been there for us, who have put their lives on the line for us. And it is Tuesday, July 17th, at the Empire Sports Bar in Marietta. And this is a special WCLK salute to the National Association of Black Military Women. And I am so proud that we are helping to honor these women and to share their stories with our listeners and with the general public.
And thank you so much. We really appreciate this. We love you for it. And we hope to do you well.
Thank you so much, Miss Ernestine, for sharing with us today. And good luck as you all move forward and with the conference coming up in August. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.